Welcome to Square Gators, the local harness racing show. This is all a part of the Super Saturday Sports Show that you can listen to as to keep up to date with all things happening locally and around the world in the world of harness racing. The show airs on a weekly basis on a Saturday throughout the year and is hosted by local harness racing identity Daniel Hibbert on 1FM Shepparton Radio.
And we're in Square Gators on your Saturday morning with the voice of RSN, Dan Hibbard, who will be later on this evening for RSN at Ballarat Greyhounds for a night meeting this evening. But I've got to give him a rap. Last week we got the Mountain Quaddy for $96 for the full dollar. You would have got $1,008, not forgetting the 10 cents in change. I had it for $5 and got $50 return. Good tipping, Dan.
It was stats, yeah. We got a bit lucky there with that first leg with the, I think it was nearly the rank outsider actually winning it, but that was the sort of race that it was. So, but the last three legs we sort of, we managed to find those winners as well, a local winner involved, and then Sundon's Courage winning the last leg was a good result. So hopefully there's listeners out there that have got some money in their pockets.
And it's well. Ahead of a good meeting at Melton this evening with a Group 1 for the Trotters, I see.
Yeah, so you've got the Something About Mary free-for-all trot for the mares, and that's the last leg of the, I guess it's the mares' triple crown, for the or the mares' trotting triple crown. So a good race there tonight. Not a huge field, but nonetheless, it's another really good race.
And we've got the Mornington Cup today, standalone meeting at Mornington and up at Rose Hill as well. Of course, we've also got the Tankard Stakes.
Got racing all over the place and some good racing in particular up there in Sydney where as we get closer to the championships.
Yeah, no, fantastic racing this time of year. I much prefer the autumn rather than the spring from a punting purist point of view. I just think the racing's more pure. And I know people might think that sounds funny to say with the spring carnival, but I feel that the spring carnival, particularly in the last 20 years, has been more for the sort of the theatre goer.
Yeah.
Whereas I believe in the autumn, it's a lot more pure with just punters getting to the tracks. I know we have some theatre goers for like your golden, slippers and stuff like that and your Doncasters and stuff. But in the main, I think it's pretty much in camera, so to speak.
Yeah. And the racing at this time of year, particularly when it moves to Sydney, is well, they call it the grand finals of the racing, and they're usually top quality racing, and some the best horses going around at that point in time. And I guess in a way you sort of don't quite get that in the spring, particularly with the younger horses. You get that 3 or 4 months or 5 months longer to get those horses more matured. And by the time they get to the autumn, it's they're usually at the top of their game.
And a big night ahead of Ballarat Greyhounds when you get on the road travelling to Ballarat, Dan?
Leaving about 2 gets me down there about 5 o'clock, and I think the first is just after 6. So
yeah. I'll actually tell you when the first is. I'll have a look for you.
Not a bad drive down there. It was actually supposed to be a morning meeting, but there's been a few logistical nightmares, I guess, in the Greyhounds at the moment with Traralgon. They're having a devil of a time with the track down there, particularly with the lure. The lure's proving a bit of an issue at the moment. So they've had to switch around a number of meetings, and mine was the one that has got shifted to a night meeting instead of morning. But it's better than what happened to me on Wednesday when I went to Geelong. I turned up at Geelong to call. I opened the boot, and the fellow from the from Top Cat Video, the guys that do all the camera work, said you might as well shut the boot. They've just called the meeting off. So there was a burst water pipe. Nothing could be done, and so didn't front it up, but didn't need to call.
7 minutes past 6 o'clock this evening, Dan, is the first at Ballarat. And just for your personal information,
and I think the last is about 9:45, which is nice and sharp. So get out of there at a reasonable time. I've got a big day tomorrow as well. I'm off to Oyen for Oyen Harness Cup Day, which will be a good day. I don't think I've been to Oyen for about 20-something years. So looking forward to Cup Day up there.
As the Cups start to wind down come April in the harness racing world?
We're on the home stretch. I think Mildura's probably the last big one. So the Cups have certainly been on in basically every weekend. Obviously, last night we had the Echuca Cup, which was probably, we'll get onto the results shortly, but was certainly a little bit disappointing in the fact, in the sense that it was a bit of a, you know, bit of a walk and sprint, as tends to happen with the small fields. And I think we're just probably lacking a little bit of depth too. I think we might have, you know, we might be stretching the budget a little bit when it comes to the horses and the population and so forth. And all the big races that have been on have been leaving our cup circuit to, and some of the cups, not all of them, but some of the cups have been a little bit lacking in quality and also field numbers and depth. So it's an interesting thing to think about, and I think it's all come about as because of the change of the season, going from a September to August season to a January to December season. But the cups haven't moved. So, you know, traditionally the cups have sort of been, you know, in that middle part of the season, whereas now they're right at the start. So, and some of them at the end of the season. So it's a challenging concept, because the clubs really rely on that, you know, that country cup night or day, whatever it is. It's their biggest day of the year. And they, you know, they really depend on good racing and to attract people to come to the races, and it just seems that the cups just are struggling a little bit for depth and for quality, and I'm not sure what the solution is. People will say, "Oh, why don't they bring back stands?" And that's possibly a good concept, but we only had a 6-horse field there last night at Echuca, and it wasn't much of a spectacle. Having said all that, the support races on the card, the numbers for those seem to be pretty strong. So it's an interesting situation that HRV and the clubs will have to sort of work out over the next little while, going into the next, you know, cup season. I don't think too many want to be running during the winter, but there's got to be, I think there needs to be a bit more of a spread, because I think congesting them all into a, you know, a 3 or 4 month window at the start of the year, it might be putting, and particularly when you've got all the bigger races as well, might be putting the pressure on the horses that we've got going around.
And especially, I suppose, with big races in a state as well. Like, it's not just Victoria, but you got the, like, Menangle in particular with your Miracle Miles and whatnot as well.
And that's been on, obviously, over the last little bit. And they've had their Carnival of Miracles, and they've drawn, obviously, some of the good ones from here. Have gone up there, and I mean, some of those aren't country cup class. They're above that sort of level, but it just draws a little bit, you know, horses away, and it does make it difficult to make those races strong. And as I say, I don't know what the solution is, but we need to find something that'll just make them a little bit more competitive, I guess, and a bit more of a spectacle, I think, is the word.
And am I right that the harness racing up in Queensland's about to go into carnival mode, like the racing?
Yeah, so their winter, they obviously, the winter, I guess you could say, but we're not quite there yet, but their big carnival, and it's a massive carnival, and you will see a lot of Victorians go up there for the winter to get out of the cold down here, and a lot of the big races, some really good races up there, which will kick off in the not-too-distant future.
Yeah, I know, even at the Gallop side of it, with the Stradbroke and those types of races, fantastic racing in the winter up there.
Yeah, and they thrive on that, and I think you know, once Sydney finishes, from a Gallop's perspective, it's really when Queensland kicks into gear.
What do you got for us in the week that was, Dan?
Yeah, it's a pretty skinny week in terms of local winners. We go back to Melton, and the first winner, well, it was disappointing from my perspective, but it was good to see a local flavour in it anyway. The three-year-old Group 1 for the Homegrown Classic, He's a Hammer, won the final for David Aiken. Josh Dickey took the drive, the New Zealander who's over here now, his first major victory since coming across the ditch. He beat our horse, a Feaster's Phoenix, who ran second. He pretty much led most of the way and got beat by the sprint lane. But he was very brave in defeat, and we're very happy with how he went. And hopefully we can keep on pressing on, and a couple of nice races for him coming up, and probably He's a Hammer as well, coming up in the next month or so. That was a good race, though, to start the card. Hi, my name is Jeff. One for Russell, Jack and Mark Pitt took the drive. This was a leg of the quaddie that we got last week, 155.1.
It's been having a great couple of months, hasn't it?
He's been really consistent. And, I mean, you'd expect that. He's got a lot of ability. He's racing through his grades. Like, he'll probably... He'll start to get to a mark that makes it a little bit more harder for him to win as regularly as he has been lately. But, you make the hay while the sun shines, and he's been really capitalising on some good form to keep winning. And he did the job well there at Melton last week. We head to Bendigo during the week. A few more local winners there across the meeting. Berries and Cherries won the trot race for Donna Castles. This guy has always shown a fair bit of ability. Doesn't always put it together on the track.
Just like myself, Dan.
That's it. I don't think... I'm not quite sure how long Donna's had the horse. It's been a little while, but certainly didn't have it in its early part of its career. But it just did the job well there at Bendigo. 2.3.7 was the mile rate. And a good result. I think you sort of see these horses go at the trials a number of times, as I have over the journey, and you sort of think some of them, you think, oh, are they ever going to win a race? But they gradually get better, and that's what the trials do. Sometimes these horses just take a lot of a lot of education, a lot of laps around the track to get them to get to the point where they are competitive at the races. And this guy has just started to hit his straps, and a good effort there for Donna at Bendigo during the week. Love Gun was another winner for David Aiken. Chris Alford took the drive, 2.7, $1.90 favourite. Led all the way, just jumped straight to the front from the stand and was far too good. Always had a ton of ability and will continue to race well. They had a double when Lady of the Arts won for David taking the drive on this one. $8.50 it paid, $155.3. This girl's got a lot of issues in that when it comes to manners. Can tend to do a lot of things wrong. It's been at the trials a number of times, or had to go back to the trials after doing a number of things wrong, since she was stood down for a couple of trials in 10 days at a last run. So came back from that misdemeanor and led all the way and looked absolutely faultless in the run. And she can do that. She's done that a number of times at the trials and sort of makes you think, oh, she's got a win in her soon. But can do it wrong on race day. Didn't the other night. Got it all right. Did the job well. And bit of Irish luck for Mick Blackmore and James Herbertson. Won the trot race at the end of the program. 2.3.9 was the mile rate. Coming back from the VicBred Super Series final, where it was down the track. Probably a bit surprised it didn't run in the homegrown series over the last couple of weeks. I suspect that probably just ran out of time getting a race ready. Probably needed another week or two to get it ready to go to the races, so they avoided that series and got the cash there at Bendigo during the week. Echuca last night was Echuca Cup night. It was a good card of racing, aside from obviously the cup, which was probably a touch disappointing in the way that it was, the way that it panned out. But Roxy Royale won the first for Ross Graham, and Chris Salford got up on the sprint lane to just get home over really under fire on Motu Hot Topic. 150. The mile rate there was 2:01. Won it by a short half head, $6 on the tote. Upright won the second race for Daryl Hill. Donna Castles took the drive. It was the short price favourite, $2.10. Got up on the sprint lane as well. Really good training effort here by Daryl. I'm not sure the backstory. Stephen Duffy did have the horse and was able to win a couple of races back-to-back back in September and October of 2020. Its last race was in March for Stephen in March of 2021. So it had been off the scene for, well, just on 12 months. Came back, ran fourth at Shepparton at its first up run, and then was the winner last night. So I'm sure there was some sort of injury with it. I'm not sure exactly what it was, but a really good training performance by Daryl to get a victory second run back from from probably an injury in forced layoff is the only thing I can assume. I'll stand corrected on that, but he's a nice 4-year-old. He's certainly got a bit of ability, and that's made by the win last night. He went 158.5 for the win. Race 3 was won by Renway Reactor. Peter Ramiro, Cameron Mags did a good job from the outside of the second row draw. 7.30, a 7.50 was the price. Just got over the line. 2 minutes the mile rate. First of the trot races was won by Marengo Bay for David Jack. Came off a 20-metre handicap and won by 15 metres. So did it very comfortably. 145 price there, and a mile rate of 27.3. Really nice type. He's got two really good ones going around at the moment. He didn't get the chocolates though with the brother in the Trotters Cup, the Echuca Trotters Cup. Moreton Bay was $1.60 favourite. He led, but he was grabbed by Zarem for Carla Innes Goodridge and Ellen Tormey up on the win. Really going nicely, this guy. He no superstar by any stretch of the imagination, but he's as good a horse, a good a bread and butter horse as you're going to find. 2-3 the mile right there to get the win. The next, the Tiffany Murray Memorial. This was for the female drivers in memory of Tiffany Murray. I'm Harvey Specter, one for Michael Towers. Stacey Towers took the drive, $8.50 up on the sprint lane to win. Mile rate of 2-1. The Echuca Cup was won by Demon Delight for Emma Stewart. She trained the trifecta in the race. She had three of them. Julie Douglas had the other three. Now, Julie's obviously finished fourth, fifth and sixth. But Demon Delight led and led all the way. They went slow, 63-2 the first half and then ripped home in a 55-5 half. They're not going to beat you when you're running those times. The mile rate of 2 minutes. So a little bit disappointing in terms of the way the race was run, but you sort of expect that a little bit with a small field of...
It's been six. In recent good form too, Demon Delight.
It has, yeah. And I mean, all the three of them, like a Wildfire, Phoenix Prince, they've all been in super form. It just, you know, in a way, it's just whoever's drawn well's been, you know, the victor on most of the occasions. So another cup win there for the Stewart stable. La Belle Bijou won the eighth race for Kari Miles and Kate Gath. Was able to work to the front. Had to do a little bit of work to get there, but was good, too good. $3.20, $159.3. What a Delight won the three-year-old maid. Another winner for Emma Stewart. Mark Pitt took the drive. Short, prohibitive short price favourite. $1.12 it ended up paying. 21.4. And the last on the card, the up to 45 rater, John Tormey and Jack Law combined with Ferocious Son, who was the favourite, $2.30 was the dividend. Had to do a little bit of work late, but just got over the top to win in a mile rate of 22.9. So that was the night last night at Echuca. A really good card of racing. Obviously aside from the Cup, which was probably a little bit of a disappointment in terms of the spectacle, but it was still a good race. And Demon Dollar is certainly a nice horse who continues to race well.
And Omen Bet for you, no doubt, being
well,
a Melbourne supporter.
Knowing that the Hockhams are the owners and they are mad Melbourne supporters, so no surprise to see a horse named like that. And, yeah, that's probably... really good to see it winning at a time when Melbourne's going well as well.
And you know what? Normal years of following the racing, I've often gone to Echuca races, but never been to Echuca Harness.
It's a beautiful track. I mean, in terms of watching, it's a small track. It's obviously a half mile track, and it's quite small, but it is very picturesque. And you get a, you know, you. When the horses run down the back straight, they're actually not that far away from you, so it's a good viewing and velodrome sort of atmosphere to the watching the races there at Echuca.
Something I must do, tick off my bucket list.
Correct.
We'll go to a sponsors break, Dan. We'll try and get this quaddy at Melton, eh?
Yep, we will.
No worries, back shortly.
Station sponsors McNamara Real Estate are now servicing the entire Goulburn Valley area. Our proud local family-run business is pleased to offer you a comprehensive service that comes with decades of local real estate experience between our team and is the region's best value agency, offering the area's only all-inclusive capped price commission rates. That's right, capped price commission. So if you're considering selling your home, please contact McNamara Real Estate on 5831 6405. That's 5831 6405. Or visit us at mcnamararealestate.com.au.
We're back. The Tungamah Hotel is not just your everyday country pub. It's a Goulburn Valley institution. Established in 1891, the beautiful heritage-listed building is worth the visit alone. On the Silo Art Trail, the Tungamah Hotel offers quality lunch and dinners, eat-in or take-away, as well as accommodation, including some brand-new en-suite rooms. It's family and dog-friendly, as well as offers catering for all functions, including weddings and parties. Open 7 days for lunch and dinner. Why not organise a group and grab the courtesy bus? A Tungamah Hotel, more than just a country pub.
1FM sponsor. This is John Painter
and Trevor Franklin from
Sport and Road.
Central Tyre Service are your local Goodyear tyre and automotive specialists.
With on-farm tyre servicing,
computerised wheel alignment and balancing,
complete front-end and brake repairs,
and a full range of Exide batteries,
there's not a lot the friendly staff at Central Tyre Service can't do.
Servicing the Goulburn Valley region since 1952,
Central Tyre Service can be found at 117 Wellsford Street, Shepparton.
Phone 5821 9555.
Proud sponsors of 1FM.
Super Saturday Sport with Mark Owens.
1FM 98.5 live and local sport. We're in Square Gators with the voice of RSN, Dan Hibbard. He'll be at Ballarat Races this evening. Well, Greyhounds, in fact, for the RSN call team. But we've got him here currently to have a look at this big meeting at headquarters Melton in the harness racing world this evening. And, of course, last week, we got the quaddy paying $1,008.10. I had it for $5. Dan gambled responsibly, and I got $50 back, and I was pretty happy a bit with that, Dan.
Yeah, well, hopefully some other people might have taken a little bit more of a percentage there and got a few shekels in the pocket, but it was a nice result. And obviously, we did take the field in the first leg, and we might be doing something similar. We'll get onto that in just a sec, but we better do the multi first, which this week is spread across the night, but I think there's two of them that are just look to me as though they can certainly just win the races that they're in, and they're not marked too harshly at the bookies' prices either. The first league's race two, and that's number 6, Curly James, for Casey Kent, and Nathan Jack takes the drive, local horse, but has been in super form and is just racing super consistently. He's had 13 starts, won 7 of them, and had 5 minor placings. Last couple of runs have been super. He was a great winner 2 runs ago from a bad draw. Had to do a bit of work. Went 158 for the mile rate over the 22 or the 21.90. And then last time he in a stronger race was able to win in a 2.18 mile rate after getting to the front. I just think that he's in the zone at the moment. This is not a strong race, not as strong a metropolitan race as he might have competed against previously. His main danger is probably Julius Shadow, who won last week, but goes back to the second row draw tonight. I think it just works forward. If it doesn't lead, it can certainly sit in the death and be too strong. So the first leg is race 2, number 6. The second leg is later in the night. It's actually race 10, number 4, and that's Rocking with Sierra. This one, just for me, just maps as if it'll just get to the front over the sprint trip. Really good gate speed. And I think that if it gets to the lead with Greek Sugars, I think it's going to be hard-pressed to see it getting rolled. A couple of the main dangers are drawn outside it. I don't think that they'll be able to cross it at the start, and hence why I'm thinking that it will lead and be winning at the end. So the first, the multi tonight, race 2, number 6, Curly James, into race 10, number 4, Rocking with Sierra. You get around about $3.20, something like that. Short and sweet little multi there, but I think they're two horses.
I got $3.55 powered and had 2 on it, Dan,
yeah,
$2.
Those two should be winning, I would have thought, given the way they've been racing at the moment. The quaddy tonight starts with a Vic Bred pace at 9 minutes after 8. And the first leg is, well, for me, it's an absolute raffle.
We're going to the well again, aren't we?
We are going to the well again. And I've taken the field, so there's 10 in it, so we're taking the field. And I will just say, as a precursor, it is a pretty wide quaddy that I've taken with a couple of these legs, so be prepared. I've taken the field in the first leg. The favourite's Arco. It's $2.60. It's drawn barrier 10 over the sprint trip. Now, it ran third last week in a slick mile rate of 154. Its previous runs has been winning over at Globe Derby. Now, the form over there is really hard to assess. I actually remember calling this horse winning a race at Mildura before in December, and it was a super win. Now, don't get me wrong, the horse has got a ton of ability. But I'm a bit hesitant about taking $2.60 about it. And I think there's some really consistent types in this race. Some really nice horses that haven't been able to break through for a win. One of those in particular is probably Madam Reactor, who's drawn the pole. And I think the one sure thing out of this to know about this race is it'll lead. It gets out of the gate very quickly, so I'm expecting it to lead from one. But I just, there's no, apart from, there's so many chances that I just took the easy way out and took the field. Second leg is race six, and I've gone 2, 5, and 9 here. Soho Almazi for Michael Stanley. One too many for Jordan Leedham taking the drive, and the 9 can't top this. I think they're the realistic three main chances in this race. Getting $2.10 about Soho Almazi, who's first up from a long time out in the paddock. Obviously was racing against the really good ones, was racing against Tough Tilly. It's had 7 wins from 15 starts, so it's no slouch. Just that first up over the 2,200 might test it a little bit. So I've gone the 5 and the 9 as well. The third leg, I've gone wide here, so get a pen ready. I've gone 1, 3, 4, 7, 10, 12, and 13. Now, Chinese Whisper is proving to be a bit of a headache more than a whisper. It's a shorty, but I couldn't take it one out in this race, drawn 13. So gone quite wide there, 1, 3, 4, 7, 10, 12, and 13. It's a really tricky race, so plenty of value if we can snag it. We have gone one out in the last leg, and I can't, there's no reason not to tip I'm Ready Jet number 3. She continues to race well. She's was a super winner last time out, and small field suits. Elder Baron Crescent will probably lead early, but I can't imagine that she's going to try and hold her out. And I reckon I'm Already Jet will just lead and be too good over the long trip as well. It is 2,700 that race. So bring it home skinny in the last leg. So the quaddy tonight, field in the first leg. If you want to narrow it down, you can certainly try to, but I found it really tricky. 2, 5, 9 in the second leg, into 1, 3, 4, 7, 10, 12, and 13 in the third leg, and bring it home with number 3 in the last leg. That'll cost you $210 for 100%, but I don't expect you would take that for that price. But if you're having some sort of percentage on it, it's probably a bit of value there, particularly if we can snag something in those first and third legs.
$10 will get you 4% of it, Dan.
And that's probably all you really need, because I think it's one of those quaddies tonight. It could pay... could pay gazillions, could pay nothing, but certainly that first leg's a real tricky one.
And we've got another standalone meeting in the Gallops world today. It's Mornington Cup Day up there on the peninsula. Great racing, the Mornington Cup. Pondus with a really good win last weekend is the favourite currently for the race at $2.40.
I did actually see that. We were travelling down to watch the horse run at Melton last week. We did see that race, and it was dominant, and I can see why they backed it up. Another small field, $2.40 I think you're getting at the moment. It's probably going to be hard to toss.
And it's a good four there currently at Mornington. And at Rose Hill today, we've got the Tancred Stakes. Of course, that is race 7 today at Rose Hill. We're on a heavy 9. Surprise, surprise. I like Spanish Mission.
Has it ever
stopped
raining up there?
I don't think it has.
I think someone's left the tap on.
I think someone left the arc in the race
in
course.
Sydney Harbour.
Just under the bridge there.
It's a good race. Spanish Mission's my tip. I'm thinking that obviously they had tactics in the Australian Cup that just didn't quite work, but I think he might be fitter, 2,400. He's starting to get a distance range that really suits him, and I reckon he's a good chance of turning the tables on Juarez.
Yeah, I'm saying race 7, number 2, Spanish Mission today at $4. And in the Mornington Cup, up there at Mornington, I like a number 4, Crystal Pegasus, to beat Pondus. So good punting.
Good punting, absolutely.
No worries, Dan. I'll let you go to Ballarat. We'll do it all again next week.
We will. Catch you then.
No worries. Great listening as always on 1FM 98.5, live and local sport.
If you have enjoyed the show, then please let us know what you think at our socials. 1FM Super Saturday Sport on Facebook and Twitter. And tune in from 8 a.m. next week to find out more. Till next week, goodbye.